From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. For the first time in nearly 100 years, Mexico is considering letting foreigners own land outright along the coast and near its international borders. Currently, only Mexicans can hold the title to land in the so-called restricted zone. Mexico's president and many lawmakers want to relax the ownership laws in hopes of spurring a wave of foreign investment in the country. But as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, others are crying foul and reviving nationalistic fears of a foreign invasion, the same fears that incited the enactment of the law so many years ago.
Ron Hess and his girlfriend used to live in the Northern California town of Paradise. But he says his new home on the beach outside Rosarito, Mexico, is true paradise.
We just are elated. We just love it down here. The people are so friendly, the climate, the beauty. I mean, it's just, you just can't put it into words.
Located less than 30 miles south of San Diego, Hess says here his pension goes twice as far as it did in the States. The only problem is he doesn't own the title outright to his new beloved home. According to Mexican law, foreigners are prohibited from owning land within 31 miles of the coastline or 62 miles from an international border. Hess, like all foreigners, had to enter into a special partnership with a Mexican bank, which gets to hold the title to his property in renewable 50-year trusts. He says a lot of his friends up north are wary of moving across the border because of the prohibition.
There is a lot of discomfort there with some people because, you know, they want to make sure they own the property.
He says he's thrilled that lawmakers are considering lifting the ban. The new law easily passed the lower house of the Mexican Congress, but it is facing substantial opposition in the Senate. Some lawmakers suspicious of foreign interests argue that such sensitive and valuable lands should remain in the hands of Mexicans. Congressman Marcos Rosendo Medina is adamantly opposed to ending the prohibition. He says, with all due respect, we lost Texas and quite a bit of our territory to the United States by allowing foreigners to settle at our borders. While this may sound like overly nationalistic rhetoric, Medina's leftist PRD party has been able to stall the legislation and cause headaches for President Enrique Peña Nieto, who's trying to pass several reforms aimed at opening Mexico's sluggish economy. Baja California realtor Max Katz is closely monitoring passage of the law. He says the market along the coast hasn't been this good in years. He shows off a villa with a million-dollar view at just a fraction of the price.
This particular house is three bedrooms and it's $299,000.
That's $299,000. North of the border, Katz says a comparable house is easily worth millions.
It has a very nice view of the water. It has an off-street parking area. The living area is upstairs, which is where the view is, and the sleeping areas are mostly downstairs.
He says most of his buyers haven't been scared off by having to enter into a trust with a Mexican bank, but he says lifting the beachfront prohibition would bring about a much-needed economic shot to the region that has been in a slump since the U.S. housing bust.
It's going to open up a segment of our market, you know, that people that I don't see because they don't come because they don't feel comfortable with it.
Unfortunately, though, a vote on the law isn't likely before the end of this year's legislative session. Tens of thousands of Americans will have to wait a bit longer to own outright their slice of beachfront Mexican paradise. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.